From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we begin today with state government and politics. Republicans in the Illinois House and Senate have chosen new leaders for the next General Assembly, which begins its session in January. In the Senate, that means State Senator John Curran of Downers Grove will take over from State Senator Dan McConkie. And after McConkie spent just 2 years in the leadership role. Curran is an attorney who earned his law degree from Northern Illinois University in DeKalb and did his undergraduate work at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. In order to make our schedules meet, I spoke with Senator Curran yesterday afternoon. Senator Curran, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Why did the Senate Republicans need new leadership after 2 years with just Senator McConkie?
Brian, this was just an internal caucus discussion on roles. I think we're still trying to settle into who, you know, who should be in what role. I mean, the way I try to look at it is we're all sitting around, all 19 of us, one large round table. We're just flipping a couple different seats. And I think we just want to make sure everyone's in really the role that kind of accentuates and plays to their strengths. And that's what we're going to do for these next 2 years.
But, of course, being one of the four tops, as they were once known, is a significant role. So what was your pitch to your Republican colleagues as to why you should be the caucus leader?
You know, Brian, quite frankly, in the super minority, I'm not sure being one of the four tops is what everyone remembers it to be.
That's a fair point.
You know, the Republicans, certainly the Senate Republicans, we've gone through a lengthy period of time here where we've been frozen out of most of the big issues in Springfield and have not been a participant. So, I think it's really talking to my colleagues about making us more of a participant in the policy decisions of state government. And the fact that really all Illinoians are underserved when we are not playing a role, even though we're not the majority, not playing a role in crafting that those policy decisions, that the state ultimately implements. So I think that's really what I've been talking about. We want to find a way to play a more significant role. Yes, we're only 19 members. Although we did pick up a seat, we've grown from 18 to 19, but I think it's incredibly important for this state to have balance and have all views put in that blender, so to speak, when we put good policy together.
Does it say anything to you that you were chosen unanimously among your colleagues as compared with, say, the Illinois House, where there was a split vote among multiple candidates?
Well, I think that's just highlights the fact that all 19 of us in the Senate Republican caucus are working together and plan to continue to work together. So once, ultimately it was decided as to who had the majority vote, everyone then, voted unanimously to really come out with a strong unified message. So I think that's what one could take from this is, we wanted to display that we are a team, we are unified, we've been working and we're ready to recommit to working even harder going forward.
What lessons are you and your colleagues drawing from the outcome of the midterm elections here in Illinois?
We've got to get back to really kitchen table issues. So we've got to find a way to better communicate and resonate with, especially independent voters, but just the average voter that may not be hyper-motivated by one particular issue, that we're, trying to, address the economy, jobs, cost of living, the struggles that they're going through as they sit around at the dinner table and talk about the barriers that they face to really getting further ahead in life. So that's really where we need to turn our focus to.
Rich Miller, who some of our listeners will know, is the prolific newsletter writer and the proprietor of the Capital Facts blog. When your name came forward as the leader, he described you as a moderate Republican vote on gun issues, said you were the only Senate Republican to vote on the Black caucuses, health care plan. That was one of the four, I think it was four pillars of issues they had put forward a couple years ago. And you supported the Workers' Rights Amendment. Can you talk about how you decide on which issues to take the party line and on which to break from the prevailing view of your party?
So as a senator for the 41st district, I really listen to the district and, I view my role to reflect the district and the people in the district that I represent. And I think on all of those issues, I landed on the majority view of those in the district, particularly the Black Caucus healthcare pillar. It's incredibly important to many people in my district that not only do they have access to healthcare, but we also make sure that there is good access to healthcare in poorer communities and particularly minority communities all throughout the state. And that's really what that bill was about. I was not a supporter on the first iteration of it, but to her credit, Senator Mattie Hunter, you know, kept working on it. And she got it to a point that I thought it was really some real positive steps forward in making sure that we have healthcare access in all communities around the state. I mean, when you talk about why do we do what we do, why are we trying to represent people? We're really trying to promote public safety and public health. Everyone has the right to be safe in their community, and everyone has the right to live healthy, a healthy lifestyle in their community. So particularly on that issue, I think it's just really important, and I talk to all my fellow colleagues, you need to represent your district first. So where your district's at, and I get labeled a moderate. Well, the reality is I represent a moderate district. It is a very purple district. So I don't think I'd be doing my job appropriately if I wasn't reflecting the district I represent.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with State Senator John Curran, who, as of January, will be the Senate Minority Leader, the Republican leader in the Illinois State Senate. And because we tape this conversation Monday afternoon, we're not taking calls. But as ever, you can let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org, talk@21stshow.org. I want to talk a little bit about your background, because you may not be as familiar statewide stepping into this role. You took office in the Senate in 2017. Before that, you'd been a member of the DuPage County Board and were a career prosecutor in Cook County. What brought you into elective politics?
You know, I didn't grow up political at all, Brian. It was really that first job as a young prosecutor in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. And you were less a prosecutor and more a kind of a coordinator, a social service worker, being in a young prosecutor in a traffic court and really trying to help a lot of unrepresented people get back on the path to getting their license back and the steps they needed to take. And it was really in dealing with the public, trying to solve those problems. And then I certainly grew as a prosecutor into different roles, and just the tremendous effect public policy has day in and day out on the lives of all Illinoisans. And that's really where I started to get the bug for this. And of course, like all things, I started at the local level and started working on policy in my, I lived in Woodridge, the village of Woodridge at the time. And I ran for the village board there to work on policy at the local level. And that's where I started.
So I'm glad you mentioned your time in the state's attorney's office. And you talked a little bit about public safety earlier, and that's the sort of the state government's formal way of talking about criminal justice and issues around that. And a couple weeks ago, we talked to the outgoing House Republican leader, Jim Durkin, about after the election, he thought the Republican focus on crime was overwhelmed by other issues in terms of trying to appeal to voters. I wonder what your analysis is of that message this year.
Well, you know, I think you're not going to be able to ride one issue to an electoral victory. I think we effectively communicated for the most part on the issues of public safety and crime and really some of the pitfalls we see in the Pretrial Fairness Act that goes into effect January 1st. I think the Democrats, is particularly the governor, did a very nice job of you know, kind of settling that issue down when they put their arms around Senator Scott Bennett's bill. And when the governor stepped up at a press conference and talked about agreeing with most of what Senator Bennett had put forward, and that was that's a proposal that had heavy input from state's attorneys around the state. I think that really, you know, may have muted a bit of the concerns we were expressing. Now, all that was before the election before anything's happened. We're going to wait and see what happens after veto session. But, you know, public safety was only one issue on the voters' mind. Certainly the Dobbs decision was a big issue. The cost of living, inflation, the economy, you know, those are all big issues as well. And, you know, I think voters are very smart and are able to prioritize for themselves what's most pressing to them in their daily lives.
You know, when I started covering state government back in 2005, the dominant type of criminal justice bill was enhancing penalties. That was the phrase, making something that was illegal even more illegal. Someone sort of jokingly described that to me once. There's been a sea change in the attitude among both parties. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner put forward a commission looking at addressing what he saw were injustices in the criminal justice system. Do you think Illinois is generally on the right track or the wrong track in terms of what I think backers would say is making a more humane criminal justice system and what opponents would say is going soft?
I think we have we're on a very disjointed path, Brian, personally. You know, I mean, I would highlight working with Senator Robert Peters on, you know, reforms to the laws around interrogation of minors. And that was a bill that we worked on and got law enforcement on board with it, with some, I think, reasonable and sensible changes. And, you know, the Illinois Innocence Project awarded Senator Peters and myself, Representative Leader Jim Durkin, and I can't remember who the fourth was, with their Defender of the Innocent Award. So, like, you know, as you point out, Republicans are there on criminal justice reform, but I do think some of what we're doing, we're just really pressing hard to be first in the nation status, and we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We've seen a lot of other states tackle this issue of cash bail. I always point to New Jersey as a state that did it in a very reasonable approach, and they've gotten good results. Did they end all forms of cash bail? No. Did they significantly minimize it and place a heightened standard on the use of it? Yes. But we seem to always be in a rush in Illinois to just get to that first in the nation's status, and I think that's going to lead to some uneven results.
We're coming to the end of our time together. I want to ask you, what do you think is, or can you describe in sort of one key idea that's driving the Illinois Republican Party's current approach to handling the work of government and whether that's been working for it?
Well, I think what's the Illinois Republican Party's approach has been, we represent these areas and, you know, we've become very segregated, so to speak, in our politics right now. And our areas are not being included, and therefore they're really, you know, disadvantaged by that. I think we have to kind of reformulate our approach to make sure that we are working maybe in a little more collaborative manner, and having an understanding of the other areas in the state that Republicans historically or presently don't represent. You know, because ultimately, at the end of the day, we want to balance out the policy results in this state, but to do so, we're going to have to work in a more collaborative manner.
Does that mean compromising on what I think some people would view as core positions, such as being opposed to abortion in most cases?
I think, you know, not commenting on that particular position, Brian, but I think compromise, when it compromises a two-way street, yes. If it's, hey, this is our proposal, we'd love to have you come on board and vote for it, that's not compromise. So, you know, we have to show a willingness to do so. And at the same time, the majority party is going to have to show a willingness to actually include the minority party, the Republicans, in a meaningful manner in the process in formulating good, sound policy. So I think we're yet to see if that's going to be the end result, but I'm going to try.
Have you heard from Governor Pritzker or Senate President Don Harmon about reaching out to you since you've won this position from your colleagues?
Yes, I mean, both gentlemen and both, you know, both gentlemen I've worked with in the past, and they've reached out since my colleagues made this decision, and, you know, just looking forward to the future and trying to really bring about, I think, better more balanced policy.
And last question, what are your priorities going into the new session of the Senate? Are there specific legislative items you want to see addressed?
I think we really want to tackle items that are going to make the cost of living for families, working families, more manageable. And really, we need to grow, more business investment here in Illinois. And that involves really taking a look again at some of the regulations we have on business here and seeing what we can pare back. We have to make this, we have a lot of great natural advantages in Illinois compared to neighboring states or states throughout this nation, but we do impair ourselves on economic investment. And so I think we need to, we're going to focus on that and see if we can make some improvements.
All right, Senator Curran, thank you for your time.
Brian, thank you.
State Senator John Curran is a Republican from Downers Grove. In January, he will be the Senate Minority Leader, the Republican Caucus Leader for the 103rd General Assembly. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.